Well, good morning. We come to a time in our online worship as well as the 11 o'clock worship where we have an Old Testament reading. And we've been in the Psalms now on the lectionary for quite a while. But Psalm 51 is a very important psalm. And we're going to share Psalm 51 verses 1 through 12. Now, this is a Psalm of David. And regarding the time Nathan the prophet came to him, if you remember, after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Hear God's word, New Living Translation. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love. Because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sin. Wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin. For I recognize my shameful deeds that haunt me day and night. Against you, and you alone, I have sinned. I have done evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. For I was born a sinner, yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. But you desire honesty from my heart. So you can teach me to be wise in my innermost being. Purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Oh, give me back my joy again. You have broken me. Now let me rejoice. Don't keep looking at my sins. Remove the stain of my guilt. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence, and don't take your Holy Spirit from me. In verse 12, restore to me again the joy of your salvation, and make me willing to obey you. May God add his blessings to reading the hearing of Psalm 51, verses 1 through 12, New Living Translation. Now, that part about salvation. David had committed adultery and murder. You'll find that in 2 Samuel 11. But in this psalm, Psalm 51, he pleads to God to cleanse him from all the sin stain. Now, the image is not one of superficial wiping away or one deep scrubbing of the soul. The results of David's confession is heart-made, not merely clean, but white as snow and then filled with the joy of salvation. Have you ever wondered if God could forgive you? David's prayer assures us that no matter how dark the stain, we can be made white and pure by God's forgiveness and cleansing. Make this psalm your daily prayer of your personal confession. Also, now I want to touch on something, and I don't know why it's controversial. The thing of abortion. But see, Psalm 51 also talks about abortion. And in verses 1 through 5, I want to share it again. Have mercy on me, O God, because of your unfailing love. Because of your great compassion, blot out the stain of my sin and wash me clean from my guilt. Purify me from my sin, for I recognize my shameful deeds that haunt me day and night. Against you and you alone I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. You will be proved right in what you say, and your judgment against me is just. I want to focus on verse 5. For I was born a sinner. Yes, from the moment my mother conceived me. Now, I want to share this because I think it's important for us to kind of understand. We know about salvation. We know about forgiveness. And the only sin that cannot be forgiven is the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. All other sins are forgiven. The psalmist is not saying that he sinned at conception, but that he was conceived with the human bent towards sin or sinfulness. This suggests that the unborn child has latent sinfulness throughout the entire 9 months of development and is born a sinner. We call that natural sin. And some just use that to justify abortion by claiming that the unborn child is only a fetus, a physical body in the early stages of development. But if the unborn child exhibits human qualities, suggesting that the child is truly a human being, then abortion is murder. Here the Bible seems to be quite clear that the unborn child is human, for only human beings are conceived with the human tendency to sin. Now, we have modern technology that kind of just proves that with these ultrasounds and all of that. It's just amazing. So, I know a lot of women who have had abortions. I know a lot of women who have asked God's forgiveness for it. And then a lot of women who testify. Now, it is, it's a personal choice, but it doesn't matter what sin we do. If we decide to do it and it's against God's will for our life, then it's a sin. But it is a sin that can be forgiven. So I hope that you continue to look at the Psalms, but especially Psalm 51, where it says, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Pray that you're having a wonderful day, and thank you for letting me have a longer Old Testament reading than normal. God bless you.